With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He was a troubled man who made his intentions known. President Trump's take on the 31-year-old suspect in Saturday night's shooting outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington.
President Trump calls the gunman who tried to breach the Correspondents' Dinner that he was at Saturday night a very troubled guy who left behind a manifesto showing he was out to get him and his administration.
He had a lot of hatred in his heart for quite a while. And it was a religious thing. It was strongly anti-Christian.
Speaking on Fox News Channel's The Sunday Briefing, Trump says the man's family did contact authorities about him.
Family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is identified by law enforcement officials as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California. I'm Julie Walker.
And Allen is scheduled to appear in court today in Washington. The Virginia Supreme Court considering whether to block new U.S. House districts narrowly approved by voters. The court is to hear arguments today. Gerrymandering opponents argue the Democrat-led General Assembly violated the state's constitution when it placed the redistricting before the voters. Tornadoes, part of a powerful storm that hammered North Texas last night, left two people dead, as well as a massive amount of property damage. Numerous homes were heavily damaged or demolished in the town of Runaway Bay. Parts of Oklahoma also slammed. One of the two large wildfires burning in southeast Georgia continues to grow, now exceeds 31 square miles. The Highway 82 fire in Brantley County has been burning since April 20th. Multiple Georgia wildfires have destroyed more than 120 homes. The Dow futures down 75 points. NASDAQ futures are up 29 points. This is SRN News. There's a warning from a leading Christian researcher.
George Barna has been measuring America's spiritual condition for decades, and he believes the country is in trouble. Barna, who heads the Cultural Research Center, says, quote, a quarter century ago, 12% of the adult population held a biblical worldview. Since then, we've seen a steady reduction in that incidence. We reached a low point, 4%, in 2023. But Barna says the decline can be reversed if churches start focusing on discipleship. Michael Harrington reporting.
New Jersey's Nassau Presbyterian Church will host the five lecture Samuel Adams Herr series to mark the 250th anniversary of the nation's birth. Organizers say the event will also highlight the unique role that Presbyterians played in moving New Jersey from indifference to independence. During the American Revolution, King George called the drive for independence the Presbyterian Rebellion, and loyalists blamed Presbyterians for starting it. This is SRN News. A major athletic feat, this weekend's London Marathon.
Sebastian Sawe of Kenya has become the first person to break the fabled two-hour barrier in the marathon in a huge moment in sports history. Sawe smashed the men's world record by 65 seconds in winning the London Marathon in 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 30 seconds. The second-place finisher, Yomif Kejelcha of Ethiopia, also dipped under 2 hours by crossing the line in 1:59.41. In his first ever marathon. Jacob Kiplimo of Uganda broke the previous world record time set by Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum in Chicago in 2023 by 7 seconds in finishing in 2 hours, 28 seconds. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Around 20,000 seafarers on hundreds of vessels are stuck in the Persian Gulf, unable to cross the Strait of Hormuz, effectively shut by Iran. SRNnews.com.